What up, what up? We are the Literacy Kings, man. This LK News. Marcus is going crazy off the strength of one man, bro. No, he say in the Malcolm X movie, he say when Malcolm put that hand up,
Denzel turned his hand.
Yeah, Denzel turned his hand. He say no one man should have all that power.
No one man should have that much power.
Say, man, that's Elon Musk in this financial world, man. Elon Musk, if you don't know him, he's the owner of Tesla. He's the owner of SpaceX, where these boys is trying to, you know, establish a colony on Mars.
Yeah, they just had a successful mission too.
But what some people don't know is he was one of the founders of PayPal.
Correct.
They think he new to it, but he not. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He not, and he moving the markets. You know what I'm saying? With cryptocurrency, I say that because it's Bitcoin, Dogecoin. Right. You know what I'm saying? He sent out a tweet or go on SNL and push the market 10-15%, bro.
Correct. You know what I mean? That's what you call a whale, ladies and gentlemen.
A whale alert. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the Robin Hood markets and Reddits and what they call the retail investors, just the people having so much power, been going crazy this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody, we just want to jump into it, man. Hope y'all feeling good today. Jay, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. I want to give a shout out to Elon, man. He's a... I made a lot of money off of Elon recently.
Say, man.
So we'll talk about Doge and we'll talk about Bitcoin, right? So
yeah.
Recently is Bitcoin today, man. So
I'll pull up the chart while you're talking.
So Elon said on Twitter, Bitcoin, we are concerned about rapidly increasing use of fossil fuels for Bitcoin mining and transactions, especially coal, which is the worst, which has the worst emissions of any fuel. Cryptocurrency is a good idea on many levels, and we believe it has a promising future, but this cannot come at great cost to the environment. Tesla will not be selling any Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
and we have intended to use it for transactions as soon as mining transitions to more sustainable energy.
Mm-hmm.
We are also looking at other cryptocurrencies that use less than 1% of Bitcoin's energy transactions.
Hmm.
So, of course, the market dropped.
Yeah. All dropped right? drastically.
Yeah.
Like a 10% plus drop. 10%
yeah,
is the change.
They said 15% on just that.
Yeah. It rebounded a little bit. But
yeah,
then
it rebounded. Yeah, so it was in the 50s and it dropped all the way down to 46. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know, as the time of recording, it's coming back up.
Right.
So, what I want to talk about is the power of whales.
Yeah. Because let's set the stage. First, Elon came out backing Bitcoin. He put Bitcoin in his bio and he was like, yeah, you know, I'm bullish on Bitcoin. I mean, and he feel like it's going to go up.
Right.
And the price jumped up. Then he said, not only am I bullish, Tesla just bought a bunch of Bitcoin, like you mentioned.
Correct.
And we're going to be accepting
1.5 billion in Bitcoin, to be exact.
And we're going to be accepting Bitcoin. You right. can buy you a new Tesla with Bitcoin. Bitcoin went up again.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, you know what I'm messing with too? Dogecoin.
Right.
We'll explain what Dogecoin is. It's another form of cryptocurrency. I'm on Dogecoin. Dogecoin went dumb.
Went dumb.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Elon for that nice bag.
Dogecoin went dumb. You know what I'm saying? But then, recently, he was on Saturday Night Live and making jokes about Dogecoin.
It's just a hustle.
Said it's just a hustle. Tanked. You know what I'm saying? Tanked. Dogecoin went down.
Yeah.
Then Tesla came out with, like the story we just said, Bitcoin went down.
Yeah.
Real live moving the market.
Yep.
And that's what a whale can do. So just to set the stage, the thing is You have foundational investing based off of principles that's been tried and true. And then you have, going with the flow, chasing the market, going
speculation with the trading,
speculation with the masses. So, yeah.
Let me go back to my OG, Warren Buffett. Mm. He's a whale as well.
Mm-hmm.
People actually look at his Berkshire Hathaway financial holdings.
Yeah.
And make decisions about their life based on what he invested in.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
So whales have to be careful. I think they have an immense responsibility. Warren definitely watches what he says now.
Right. Because he knows.
Like, yeah, a lot of people follow me. So, you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of times Congress gets to these people and tell them, hey, you know, watch what you say, if you can, say this to instill confidence back into the markets.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Because if people of those calibers, if they just say, oh, nah, man, y'all need to sell, you know, doomsday coming. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
The thing about Elon Musk, think about a Buffett or any of these bigger guys, it's not that everything they say is good or everything that they say is bad, right? They take L's too. Right. So sometimes Buffett is wrong. Sometimes Elon is wrong. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he right. Thing is, when he wrong, he can afford to be wrong. You can't take everything you done saved up and go solely off of a comment that they made or what you think because of what they said, because they can take that L, you might not be able to.
One thing I want people to realize, because they'll put out posts and they'll say, oh, these billionaires lost so many billions last week. Right? Don't confuse yourself. They took paper losses.
Right.
They didn't take realized losses.
Right. Right.
So if they have so many, they have millions of shares. So if the market slides at all, it's going to seem dramatic to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the number of shares you have, the more it moves in a positive manner or in a negative manner. So when you see these stories, man, these billionaires lost this much and that much, or they gained this much and that much, a lot of that is paper gains and paper losses, bro. I tell you all the time, you don't realize a gain or you don't realize a loss until you sell.
Right.
And if you don't sell, you literally just looking at your account portfolio balance. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to know, it's important to understand like what you're trying to do, because we always hear about something when it's popping. That's why it's making news. But true investors, you know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's already too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
You hear about it then, it's too late.
You hear about it, it's trended on Twitter, it's too late. Unless it's going down.
No, I tell Corey, I say, that's how I knew it was time to sell Doge.
Yeah. Everybody was talking about it. So, yeah, no, I'm just saying like, you know, so it's just so, so important. That's why, you know, true investors like Elon, like a Buffett, you know what I'm saying, like a Charlie Munger.
Like you. If you study.
Like you. You not worried about what's happening day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. You know what I'm saying? Like you thinking about the long term play. Mm-hmm. The long term play. And so when AMC stock is on a run based off of some Reddit post, or, you know, GameStop is on a run, if you getting in, you gambling. I ain't mad at you by going to a casino. Just know you're going to the casino. You know what I'm saying? Like, just know that's what you're going to do. You're not going to really invest when you chasing something and it's trending number two on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
You show up late to the party, ain't no food going to be left.
Exactly.
Because everybody ate before you got there.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what it can do is put you up on game. It put it on your radar. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Oh, that's how Bitcoin got on my radar. It was popping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then after it got on my radar, it had a bear market. You know what I'm saying? It dropped. Boys was hurt. They, oh, Lord, it might go to zero. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's a potential opportunity. But at the time it was popping, I would have been buying at all-time highs like it's happening right now in crypto. Is that a good thing to do? Well, I mean, it depends on you and, you know what I'm saying?
Here's a beautiful thing. The beautiful thing is if you are constantly putting things into your financial intelligence, if you're constantly acquiring tools, then you might miss a run, mm-hmm. right? Like we missed Bitcoin runs, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But when it dip,
mm-hmm. you gotta be there.
You gonna be there because you research it and now you believe in it. And once you believe in an investment and you have a plan for it and you know how it's gonna work, the rest is just entrance and exit. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. I already visualize a play I can rent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? The rest is just entrance and exit. When I heard about Doge, it was at 2 cents. Between 2 cents and 3 cents.
Yeah.
When it came on my radar. Cause I like to be early to parties. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Well, not in real life. Mm-hmm. But investment parties, yeah. I like to be early.
Yeah, yeah.
But this was before everybody on my timeline started talking, bro. Beauticians on my timeline talking about Dogecoin.
That's how you
talking
know.
About y'all boys, but y'all boys.
That's what story.
I
knew then.
I said, sell.
Well, look. When I first found out about Bitcoin, I just happened to be at the bank and I was talking to the banker, like just making conversation, man, what you think about? You in the banking industry, so what you think about? Just so happened, he was in the crypto. You know what I'm saying? He say, man, there's people coming into the bank asking if they can buy some Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying? He say, boys, is pulling up at the bank. It's a big bank too, I ain't gonna say their name. It's a big bank too. And he say, boys pulling up, man, can I use my card to get some Bitcoin? Y'all sell Bitcoin? Oh, the market is saturated. What you say from the wire?
Yeah, when Stringer Bell told that boy.
He got three phones.
The little no counting pool over there. He got three cell phones. Yeah. Tell Shamrock sell all my telecommunication stocks. That's market saturation.
That's how you know. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Let me peep what's popping. So Dogecoin. So cryptocurrency is the overarching form of currency, right? Crypto is based off of cryptography.
Correct.
All right, we're not gonna get all super science, right? You can look up what is cryptography for as the this mathematical codes and all of that, whatever, right? You can look that up. So cryptocurrency is currency based off of cryptography, right? So it allows it to be digital, you know what I mean? Like we talked about in Bitcoin, right? It's a program and it's software, and this is how the money is created, you know what I mean? So it's different forms of cryptocurrency. We can have a Literacy Kings coin, you know what I'm saying?
If we wanted to,
uh-huh. We can have a Literacy Kings coin, you know what I mean?
Jim Jones got a coin.
Acorn got a coin. Mm-hmm. You got a coin, you know what I'm saying? So Dogecoin is a form of cryptocurrency, right? What is it? Literally, it's not cap. It was a joke. You know what I'm saying? Like
it's a meme.
Yeah, it's a meme coin. That was the good, like Dogecoin. The dog was their logo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They created it and it is no cap on it. It's like the US dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh my. Ain't ooh, no my. Cap. You said a
they can make as many tomorrow. They can double the max. I mean, they could double the supply of Dogecoin tomorrow. So what is it? Why are people buying it? What's the hype? It's just like social media, just like a YouTuber or Instagram star can be popping, right? Like you might look at a YouTuber or Instagram and be like, dang, he got 100,000 followers. What do you do? Nothing. He be pranking his girlfriend and going into Walmart and throwing stuff over there. Yeah. He don't got no real skill or talent. You know what I'm saying? He just popular for being popular, right? Man, like he don't like
that's Dogecoin.
That's Dogecoin. Like no, that's no cap. You look it up yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, but that Instagrammer or that YouTuber might be making six figures because he got eyes on him, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, or on her. So market, you know, people going to pay them because people look at them. And right. That's currency these days. Right. What Dogecoin, it created a community around it mm-hmm. of people for whatever reason.
Man, look, it's a hardcore it's a community. Group of people that really believe. Because when I first heard about it, I look for groups of people and I go in there and I troll.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I say, you know, what are they saying about this? What are they saying? How do they really feel? Some people that really feel a way Dogecoin. About them. Like,
they believe in Dogecoin, man.
It's unlimited, though. And it lets you know.
They believe in Dogecoin.
But you believe in crypto because you don't believe in the dollar,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but it's mirroring the dollar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That lets you know a lot of that stuff is speculation, bro. A lot of people not doing no technical analysis.
So look at look at history when it comes to investing. Dogecoin is not the first thing to be popping.
Nah,
it's not the first. This go back hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just the digital tulips.
Yeah.
And agribees.
That's exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's all it is. It's not new at all. Yeah, you know what
Tulip Mania, Germany in the 1600s.
Yeah.
Look that up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So so when Elon Musk is talking about Dogecoin or people making cases about Dogecoin and different stuff like that, just know it's speculation. It has no real estate. We from Houston, Texas. If you inside the 610 loop, if you got property inside the 610 loop, that is an asset.
Correct.
That is not speculation. Amazon is building warehouses here, right? You know what I'm saying? Tesla just came to Austin. Yep. You know what I mean? 50 Cent.
Just moved to Houston.
Moved to Houston, right? Houston just continues to grow. And you know what? People got to live somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Buildings have to be built somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So this is an actual attainable asset that has all of these criteria that Buffett would put around a solid company or entity, right? So that's not something in the sky. Something like Dogecoin or an Instagram star that's popping that has no underlining talent. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, dog. Right. Maybe she'll turn into Kim Kardashian.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe not. So you gotta know that's the game you playing when you playing that game.
For our community, we don't want you to be in dice games.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like
side bet.
No, we don't, especially side bet. Lord. And if you're gonna be in a dice game, at least roll yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but if you know, if somebody had to teach you about Dogecoin, and you just following somebody's instructions, mm-hmm. and say, yeah, on go Robinhood and then look at this and then put some money in it. If you just literally Simon Says by Doge.
Simon Says sells Doge.
If you just doing that,
be careful.
Proceed with caution,
bro. Be careful. Because then what happened is, you don't know nothing about investing. You go in, you get burnt up. Then somebody try to talk to you about investing. Nah, man, that's scam.
I mean, they can't make no money out that crypto. That's scam.
I lost money in my bank, man. Yeah, I lost $500, man, with it.
Yep. People got burnt, and I posted on my social media. I was laughing when it dropped because I had sold that morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was laughing, and people like, "Oh man, you know, I'm holding out. Everybody was holding out for the dollar." Mm-hmm. I said, "Y'all, that everybody in the whole group was saying that."
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if you don't really know something, but you go to a group and, oh, well, everybody's saying they holding out for it. Mm-hmm. You're going to sound just like them people that don't know nothing about sports, but they just turned on ESPN and they, what they saying? Oh,
yeah,
that's the motto I'm going to go with. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just hold it to a dollar. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to sell.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, like, so this is, look, this is big right here, man. I promise. With investing, it's about money and time. And I have personally got into investments. Even when I first started with Bitcoin, got into investing. And then, oh man, is the market turning on me? Or this might happen or that might happen. Man, I don't know. And I pull out. Mm-hmm. I never stopped believing. I just was emotional and scared. You feel me? And so I pulled the money out. It never failed. Every time, had I had the patience to stick it out, I would win.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I would win. And that's the thing, because I was looking at it in the terms of days and weeks. You can't do that. You can't pay attention to what's happening on a day to day, week to week.
Especially not in something volatile as cryptocurrency.
Exactly, bro. I didn't know. See, I didn't know. I'm watching CNBC and looking at Yahoo Finance and you know what I'm saying, listening to Cramer on Mad Money and all of that, I'm not realizing that these people, though they doing it with millions and millions and millions of dollars, they hustling. You know what I'm saying? I can't just have a fund. They can't have a fund with $500 million and just letting it ride. Now I come check on my fund account. Hey man, what you do with my money? Oh, we down 40%. Everybody gonna pull their money out. So they gotta be on their game. They moving and shaking. If some, oh wait, the Fed gonna speak today, we gonna react to it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Trump tripping with these tariffs with China, we gonna react to it. Woo, woo, woo. I'm not them though. I'm right. not doing that. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't know that. So I'm, oh, they scared. I should, extreme fear, extreme greed. Yep. I was everything Buffett said don't do. You know what right. I'm saying? Not saying like I arrive. I'm just saying like, I'm not talking like, this is what you do. I'm saying like, Hove did that.
Right. So hopefully you wouldn't have to go through that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Yeah, man, we want you definitely to make money, but
please make you some money.
We want you to not be gambling. Calculated risk and gambling is two different things. You know what I'm saying? If you know your entry point, you know your exit point. A lot of people be buying and they don't even remember their entry point. You know what I'm saying? And you don't know at what point do you sell and how much do you sell. Do I sell a little bit and just cash out and play with the house money? Or do I just sell it all? The beautician salon girl, she don't know all of that. She just said, my partner told me.
Yeah, that dough
just was popping right now. That's the hot.
Lick. We got to hit a lick.
Yeah, so it's like we don't want our community to be that, right?
Little book of Common Sense Investing. That's a book. It's called the Little Book of Common Sense Investing. That's a good little story. Cause we could give you a lot of tips, right? Well, when do I get in? Well, when do I get out? Well, how do I do this? How do I do that? And you know, you got a lot of people that'll tell you something, right? But really it's a consult that has to happen first to see what you trying to do. Right. You know what I'm saying? Are you trying to be a day trader? Trying to be a swing trader where you hold every few days? Are you a long-term investor? Right? Like, you have to ask yourself these questions. But the bottom line is like what Jay is saying. You need to have a plan of what you're going to do before you start. So if I see crypto right now, right? What is it? 49,000.
Bitcoin
is 49,000. If I want to jump in right now, I just ask myself, what's my goal? If my goal is long-term, Jay, I put my money in and that's that. Bitcoin may go to 20,000 tomorrow, but I'm unfazed because I'm in it for 10 years, right? So then when it got on 20, I buy some more. So now I bought it 50 and I bought it 20, right? So then I do my average buy-in price around
35.
There you go, right? And then I keep playing that game because I'm long-term. Now, if I'm not long term and I'm a shorter term, you know what I'm saying? Then I go, okay, I'm going to go in at 50. Then what I need to do is I need to set my loss. It's my stop loss. Meaning I put $1,000 in when Bitcoin, I invested $1,000 when Bitcoin was at 50,000. How much money am I willing to lose to see if I'm right that it's going to go up? I might say, man, I ain't trying to lose no more than $300.
Put that stop loss in.
Put my stop loss on. So when I get down and I didn't lost, it started dropping under 50 and I didn't lost my 300, I'm at 7, I get out.
It triggers the sell.
You going to want to go, it can bounce back anytime, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's what you going to want to do. You feel it? Don't do that,
put you
right?
on Gambling Anonymous.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you are.
Boom. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Then you also say, if it go up a certain amount, I may take some profit at this level. Okay, I put in 1,000. If it go up, 20%, you know what I'm saying? I done made me 200. I'm going to pull me a little bit off the table. You know, you had your little game plan. You know what I'm saying? And it's all dependent on what you're trying to do. Don't just go off of Elon and put it in his bio.
No, please don't.
In my opinion.
No. Jay telling you. H-E double hockey sticks, no.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
You can't just listen blindly. And he would tell you the same thing. He would tell you the same thing. They be interviewing him on TMZ and stuff. You know what I'm saying? He be sitting there talking to him too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Last thing I want to tell you, man. Learn to use their their wellmanship. I'm gonna make up a word.
Wellmanship.
Learn to use their wellmanship to your advantage.
Yeah.
Because these wells can move markets. So when Elon says something, Bitcoin drops. If you still believe in Bitcoin, you need to be buying the dip.
Yeah. Buy the dip.
Right? If he move the markets back up and everybody is bullish and runs it, then you, let me pull some profit out,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm playing with the house money.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn either way to use that to your advantage, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I gotta say. Learn.
That's good. That's good. Hey, man, appreciate y'all checking us out for LK News Drop, man. Cryptocurrency as it relates to Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Elon Musk, Tesla, what you should do, when you should do it, and all of that, man. We're going to keep chopping it up. We need to talk about them NFTs, too. Everybody's talking about them NFTs. So if y'all want us to do a drop on that, make sure
you salute to Hove.
Yeah.
NFT.
Yeah. Investing on the investing side
of it. Investing side.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So let us know if y'all want us to do something on that. Other than that, make sure y'all locked in the Patreon.
Yep.
Y'all
yep.
rocking with us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's where we the strongest at. We trying to branch out, but we really be trapping on Instagram though. Yep. You know what I'm talking about? Until then, we are the Literacy Kings.
Love. Reading is fundamental.